Sabbath greetings. I'm thankful to be here today. I am going to be giving a class on Mystery Babylon. And that's a subject that can be a little difficult to understand. I hope I can enlighten you a little bit about it. I'm going to start first with reading Revelation 17, 1-6. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. So what is this all about? What is Mystery Babylon? Mystery Babylon is a conglomeration of the religions of this world, both traditionally considered Christian and even pagan. And it serves to divert people from finding the real truth and the path of salvation through a multitude of lies and deceit that confuses the masses of people. People choose what they would prefer to believe about God and how they want to serve him in much the way Cain did. It's like they go to a strange and filthy buffet and they pick and choose. I want this or I want that, but they don't find the truth. When the gospel was preached the first time, it was preached to the entire world, both to the Jew and to the Gentile. And the name of Christ was so powerful that almost all of the idols fell to the ground before him, all of their names. And we don't generally hear people talk about Ashtaroth and Baal anymore. But the knowledge of evil had an alternative plan. She attached herself to the name of Christ, thus ensuring her continuation and growth, and thereby corrupting the entire world. To justify herself, she became Christian. We can read about this in Isaiah 4:1. And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, We will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. Here we see in a mystery the daughters of Mystery Babylon. They take on the name of Christ, yet their own bread is their own doctrine, and their own apparel is their own form of righteousness. And these are the churches of the world. For almost 2,000 years since the destruction of Jerusalem by Rome in AD 70, there has been no center of truth or light in the world. The Gentiles, in whose hand came the care not only of the world but of the church, only seemingly accepted the truth. After the death of the apostles, they quickly fell out of the way. Instead, they established their own wisdom and beliefs, loosely cloaking it with the name of Christ in order to justify it. They called it Christianity. In our time, the Lord has shown us again the light of the truth as a cry came down from heaven to come out of Babylon. Be separate, touch not the unclean thing. The truth is God's word. It is his law. There is only one truth, but there is a multitude of lies, churches, religions, and doctrines. These are the daughters of Mystery Babylon. The mother of the established so-called Christian churches is the Catholic Church, and this is the light side of Satan. The dark side of Mystery Babylon include all other pagan beliefs. Every time that the Lord would renew his word with his people, the altar and the temple would have to be cleansed. We have no center of truth. The temple of God is not made with hands. His children are his temple. We ourselves, we must be cleansed from lies and false doctrine and stand on the true word of God. Born of pagan parents, The Birth of Mystery Babylon is a combination of the teachings of the Bible, liberally mingled with paganism, philosophy, and folklore. Remember, truth mixed with lies is an abomination. This abomination is established as the foundation upon which the so-called Christian churches stand. When Christ first came, he commanded his disciples to preach the gospel to the whole world. And by commandment of God, that word went out and spread throughout the earth. There was nothing that could stop that. There is no place or language that the Bible has not been translated or the name of Christ preached. But Satan added a whole series of lies in order to deceive man, cause man to sin, and to counteract or make ineffective the power of salvation through Christ and the obedience to the commandments. The Bible is the word of God and is the truth, but the interpretation of it through the deceit of wicked men were lies. These lies were interwoven throughout the entire fabric of the doctrine of the churches of Mystery Babylon. This is confusion. Babylon is, of course, the city of confusion, and that's literally what the name Babylon means. Satan could not stop the word of God from spreading, as this was a command of God. Instead, he corrupted the men who controlled the church, who in turn defiled the preaching of the word and established the lies as doctrine. Even before the destruction of the temple in AD 70, both Paul and Peter warned the church about grievous wolves who had entered in to make merchandise of them and to lead them astray from the true gospel. Today we can see how mass marketing has affected Christianity. The mega churches are led by preachers who are no more than entertainers or motivational speakers. Their music is almost identical to secular music. They try not to mention Christ's name. They will not speak about sin or obedience in their sermons. The law is a dirty word. They only speak light things, feel good things that do nothing to prepare the people for the coming of the Lord. Now, you may think that all of this happened through misunderstanding of the scriptures, but it was not. It was done on purpose. The way of truth is simple and direct. The commandments are plain and easy to understand. But the lies are convoluted and difficult to follow. Men were wicked. They wanted to continue to hold on to their traditions and paganism. They thought they were wiser than the ignorant Jew who they hated. Rome wanted to distance itself and be distinct from all things Jewish, including the keeping of the Sabbath. The leaders of the church came to be almost worshipped as God themselves, and in their pride and vanity, they felt they could fashion the doctrine to whatever suited them. Every nation that God put in control of the world and who led Israel into captivity influenced the religious beliefs of today. Babylon was the beginning with its worship of nature and its temple prostitutes. Then came the Medes and Persians with magicians and Mithraism, and much of what people believe about the afterlife, about going to heaven, that's simply Mithraism. Greece brought the gods of Olympus, but more importantly, they brought philosophy. The ancient Catholic Church fathers felt, they literally wrote this, that the Greek philosophers were wiser than the prophets, and they incorporated much of their belief, including the belief of life after death, discounting the resurrection and the last day. Ancient Rome included all of this and loved all things Greek. They revered Greek philosophy, which was a required study in all of their schools. The Roman gods included Vestal Virgins. Much of how the Catholic Church was organized is based on the Roman state religion. The nuns are just another form of Vestal Virgin. The major day of worship in Rome was Sunday. Constantine established this as a day for all Christians to worship, which calls all to sin against the fourth commandment, as they still do today. Much of their ideas and holidays, such as Easter and Christmas, are simply pagan. Many of the cute customs are part of folklore, even the common idea of what an angel is. And what they accept as are really the kind acts of good fairies. This is what they believed in. They are nothing like what we read in the Bible. We don't read in the Bible about angels, how they portray them. All of this is commonly accepted and preferred to the truth. Throughout its history, the Catholic Church developed its own church philosophy or theology. Each lie that it established as truth became the idols that sit upon the altar of the temple. This is the abomination that maketh desolate. It was not through misinterpretation of the scripture, but through the philosophies of vain and foolish men and through political maneuvering of ruthless and mercenary dictators that this occurred. One such man was Constantine the Great from 274 to 337 AD. He discouraged persecution of Christians and allowed them to worship peacefully, but he was no saint. He was self-serving, egocentric, and ruthless in his policies. He was using Christianity as a means to strengthen the Roman Empire. He remained the head of the pagan state religion. He remained associated with the sun god. He was never baptized until shortly before his death. It was Constantine who made it a law that Sunday was the day of rest throughout the empire, not the Sabbath day. People who continued to keep the Sabbath day holy were persecuted and were considered as those who had fallen from grace. Many people were therefore discouraged. They obeyed God in secret while publicly worshiping on Sunday. Many of them gave in to the pressure. In conclusion, the Catholic Church and all of her offspring is mystery Babylon on the light, the light side of Satan. Her beginning was paganism, philosophy, and folklore, not Christ. She took on the name of Christ in order to justify herself, to cover up her shame. Her history includes bloody wars, persecutions, and the Inquisition. Nations of people were invaded and slaughtered in the name of the Holy Mother Church. The Catholic Church did not stand up against the slave trade. Mr. Babylon has grown fat on the backs of the people of the world. Vatican City is treated like a nation in itself. Every world leader goes to have an audience with the Pope and kiss his ring. The Catholic Church is extremely wealthy. She has eaten the young and tender of the flock and trampled on the weak and the sick. She has not been a guide or a light in the darkness. She has been a way to keep people from finding the true light. When the evils that she has hidden have been exposed, many people turn their back on God because of the things that she did in the name of Christ. She is the mother of harlots and abominations, and in her history did indeed drink the blood of the saints and the martyrs of Jesus. But God is going to judge Babylon and will destroy her and all her daughters. When Zion stands, Babylon will fall. Thank you.